like see us like raving on the screen because we were just like totally raving.
I know Casey was just giving me like whatever this was.
What's that festival everybody goes to?
Coachella, like glow sticks at Coachella or Burning Man. I was giving all the druggy glow stick vibes.
That was great.
I was just like moving my shoulders a lot.
And that's all you needed to do. Shoulder action for 2021. Welcome to the Blackboard Collective Presents Justice and Juice. Thank you. I am Casey and I am drinking. Okay. So I made this up. It's my special New Year's Eve cocktail.
I like it already. The way you look, I
love that.
It tastes really good. It has lemon juice, whiskey, Prosecco, and cranberry juice, and a little bit of Agosara bitters in it.
Not whiskey and Prosecco. Jesus Christ.
All right. So,
wait. Say it again. You said lemon, whiskey, Prosecco, and Ango?
Lemon, whiskey, Prosecco, Ango, cranberry juice.
Cranberry juice. Wow. Is it delicious?
Mm-hmm. It actually very much is.
Did you like top it with Prosecco or like what was the ratio?
I did top it with Prosecco, but at the end I like stirred everything up.
Sure.
Yeah. So, like it's all in there. You guys, it's delicious. I'll make it for you one day when we're allowed to be together. And it is our 10th episode, y'all.
It's our 10th episode.
We are a dime. We are top of the line.
I
want a dime.
Thick
waist with a big behind.
I said thick waist. That's what was that like? Fifth grade? That was like fifth grade when that song came out. Just kidding. We're ageless. We're ageless on this podcast.
Clearly, the New Year's Eve drink is hitting. Paige, tell us what you're drinking.
What's up, y'all? I'm Paige, and I am drinking Prosecco. With some frozen cranberries in it to keep it cold.
Frozen cranberries.
Just like it's good luck to drink sparkling on New Year's Eve. So
that's why I had to put this Prosecco in this drink that y'all were judging me for.
No, I wasn't judging. I was just trying to understand the balance. It was just like a lot. I was just – my bartender brain like exploded when you said that. So I just wanted to
– Well, you're welcome for this new recipe.
Thank you. I will bring it to
– 2020.
And you light it on fire and it's just called a dumpster fire. That's what that
right.
is.
Yes.
Laska, what you doing?
Being the black sheep as usual. Hello, Laska here. Laska, artist activist asshole. Not drinking sparkling because apparently I did not. Okay, but in my defense, I do have some sparkling for me and my lady, you know, so we can celebrate.
You are my lady.
We are singing a lot today. I love it.
I love that.
I'm living.
Do that one more time. Just do that one more time.
That's
really beautiful. No, Casey, hit it one more time. One more time again.
For the people
in
the
lady.
Yes.
I did it.
Really good.
Please continue with what you're drinking.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you drinking?
Unfortunately, I have a red wine and a water. This is actually a lemon.
Why is that unfortunate?
Because I'm supposed to have something sparkling. So,
that's okay.
Saving it for you and your lady.
It's a lot later here than it is there. It's like a lot later.
She doesn't drink champagne. She prefers Prosecco.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's what I'm drinking.
Prosecco's better anyways.
Prosecco's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Champagne's just a fancy name.
What are you all doing? You guys doing a dinner or what are you? You're already, where is it? What time is it over there?
I mean, it's 8:45. So I have already had dinner.
What did you have for New Year's Eve dinner?
We got pizza.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we got
pizza.
Never
go wrong with pizza. I feel like.
Yeah, ever. My dad and I like walked down by the river today. Aww, we cleaned. Know. We took. That was us. We took. We took all of our like Christmas decorations and stuff down. So we're just really.
The river.
Okay, you were thinking that. I was thinking of Kristen Wiig and bridesmaids.
Wanna go down to the river. That's me all the time. My dad, and the worst thing is like my dad doesn't get that joke. Like he's seen bridesmaids, but he isn't like, I don't think it like has permeated his brain like that. So he'll be like, do you want to go down to the river and walk? And I go, down to the river. And he doesn't.
It's the best part of the movie. Which is
I know. My sister, however, does listen to this podcast and she will appreciate these bridesmaids quotes. So
amazing. Okay, good.
Love you, Ash.
Because I'm gonna do it the whole night. We're just gonna do this the whole night.
Good. What did you guys do, or what are your plans? I guess for
Well, it's we're actually earlier. Representing multiple time zones because I'm in Texas right now, so I'm on Central Time, so it is 7:45. So I've also had dinner, and we had we got seafood. My dad got takeout from like a seafood place that we like to eat at. So I had fried catfish and shrimp.
Yes,
and some fries. And we just plan on like, I mean, there's no. I feel like my family all day has been like, do we have plans for tonight? And I'm like, why are y'all asking me? What are we going to do? It's 2020.
To like go out and get COVID? Like, no, I'm good.
The fact that I'm here is the plan. Like, I just planned to be here with you. And that was a big enough thing.
I am the gift.
That's all. We're going to sit here and we're going to watch movies once I'm done with the
pod. There you go.
And that's our plan.
I made my dad and my sister, because my mom doesn't drink. I made my dad and my sister my mystery New Year's Eve cocktail. So we'll see what's happening downstairs after I get done.
Please videotape and send it to the group chat.
What about you, Wizard?
Yeah.
You.
Oh, he pointed himself like he didn't.
I know.
You.
Obviously doing this, which I wouldn't want to do anything other than be here with y'all. Oh, and then we're just going to watch the ball drop in New York, and I'll fight, you know, sleep at around 10:30 probably.
Same.
And my wife will be shaking me saying, you promised me 11.
Aww.
And I'll say, okay, you're right. And that'll be 2020.
You didn't even promise midnight. You promised 11.
She said 10:47 was her guess.
And, I
was
and like, you were like 11.
No, I think she's right. I don't think that's
enough.
But yeah,
we normally. Pizza's the best New Year's Eve treat. I personally believe. Lasky, what are you doing last night?
Hello, are you talking to me?
Yeah, it's your name, Alessa.
I didn't know what. Okay, yes. I have ribeye. I'm going to make steak and garlic herb butter steak.
Come on, garlic herb butter.
And then make a little mashed potatoes. I'm going to do some roasted veggies. We're going to just.
Yum. That sounds great.
I cook for my girlfriend because she.
Yes. I don't know why I thought Tiff was like vegetarian or vegan or something.
We were pescatarian, vegan, vegetarian, and now we eat meat.
And now we're having
vegan potatoes. What was that?
Because we were vegan. Because listen, I was vegetarian for years. Then I was a pescatarian for years. And then when we chose to go to Europe, we did a month long trip in Europe, backpacked. And we wanted to try the food. And we were like, well, fuck this. We're gonna eat some meat because I want to try the food while we're in Germany and all these places. So we did. Then we came back, and that that was hard to just cut off.
It is hard.
We were vegan for a while, but the thing is it's just we're kind of flexitarians, and that's a stupid name. But we kind of tried
I've
to
never
like.
Heard that before.
But, we eat that. We eat vegetarian. We eat vegan. We eat some meat. We try not to eat as much meat. Right. But, just depends. Tonight we got good steaks, and we're gonna.
Yeah.
I've
tried so many times to like switch it up. I like. This is gonna sound so bad, but I like need meat in my diet, and I know that everyone like thinks that like
you don't need it. Ugh.
I literally like I go insane. Like my body is like if I haven't had.
Yeah,
I
have to have like your iron meat. Level. Do you mean like when you talk about like meat? Do you mean like red or like chicken? Like what do you mean? Like you know what I mean?
I typically
don't do red meat, or I like just do chicken. You know what I'm saying?
No, I crave red meat like nearing my like my cycle. I rarely want a steak or anything. And earlier this week, my mom was like, I was thinking about making these steaks. And I was like, fuck yeah, like do it, please. So I kind of go back and forth, but I have to eat like a pretty high protein diet because just my body like depletes.
I'm mostly pescatarian when I'm at home, like when I'm in LA. Coming to Texas, I'm a Texan though through and through, so my body craves red meat. Like I grew up on.
Y'all are known for barbecue out there, aren't you?
Ribs,
my God,
barbecue.
And my dad's.
Sorry to any of our vegan listeners.
Oh yeah, like no hate. No hate on people.
I love vegan food, and listen, there's a lot more options out there for vegans than there ever was in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And look, we cut out a ton of dairy in our house. We do veganese. We do Miyoko's for butter because like shout out to Miyoko's. Miyoko's is bomb. You can cut out dairy now in like a lot of ways, which is really
cool. I do because I'm lactose intolerant. So,
The thing is like people are like, well, vegan is healthy. Vegan is healthier if you can like make it from scratch a lot of the time. Because even if like for me, cheese is like up in the air. I love like a whole cheese. I love cheese. Mm-hmm. But like when you get like Gaia or like certain brands from vegan, they're like just full of just as much shit as if you
it's just chemicals.
Right. Yeah. It's like you yeah. have to balance out, yeah. you know, what makes sense for you.
Okay.
But
I totally agree. Okay. All right. We are very off topic.
Like, listen, it's 2021. We're trying to call.
It's New Year's Eve, guys. It's New Year's Eve.
It's New Year's Eve. And so I want Paige to tell us about what Black business we're supporting today.
Oh, okay. So the Black business that we are supporting tonight is our very own Blackboard Collective. Yes! Merch
store. We are unapologetically putting this out here. You need to buy our stuff.
This is a shameless plug. We have merch. Purchase it. It's really good. I'm wearing, you can't see this right now because this is audio content, but I'm wearing one of the beanies right now. I've worn it like every day since I bought it. We have backpacks, phone cases.
I want the backpack. I forgot about the backpack.
Bomber jackets.
Bomber jackets, hoodies, shirts.
Coffee cups.
And we will soon have.
When you listen to us.
I was actually going to drink my sparkling wine out of my coffee cup, but it felt like it didn't feel right, so I didn't. Anyways, so you can head to theblackboardcollective.com, and there is a little tab that says shop, and when you click to that, it will take you to our store, and bada bing, bada boom.
Yes.
Get yourself something, get your friend something, get your auntie something.
Yeah, it's really cool stuff, guys. It's really high quality, and it's great, and you'll love it.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Yeah, buy some stuff, y'all. Be a walking billboard. We appreciate and the support that we've received thus far. It's been really exciting to see people order stuff. Thanks for supporting us, guys. We love you.
Yeah, we love you.
Great. So, y'all, 2020 is coming to a close rápido.
Literally. Yeah.
Come on, boys. No, right? She 2020 said, best artists according to the Blackboard Collective.
I am the new best artist in town.
I don't know if everybody saw, but Laska Music is a big deal.
That's correct.
So we wanted to talk about some of the do a recap of what's happened in whatever way that we feel like it. We really don't have to revisit anything we don't want
to. Oh, man. Revisiting 2020.
But I would just really like to revisit this last week.
I was going to say, but also just things that are probably like following us into 2021 very closely because they just happened. I mean, the thing that has been most present on my mind is the their murders. Like the murders that the 45 administration are carrying out in his last few days in office. They're heinous and ridiculous and literally almost being treated like having contract killers hired. They're having outside sources hired. They're doing executions throughout the night, like when they're not usually scheduled. They're using drugs that have not been tested or approved. It's awful. It's if you haven't looked into it, I would encourage you to Google it. But that's what I had to say about that.
What a disappointment.
I think too, like when I, because we all like, you know, we have a group text and we share articles that we want to talk about, and that article was shared in the group text, and when I read it, to me it was just like it made me sick. Like it made me act like physically sick to my stomach. Because it's just this, like, it's this overt use of his power to show he has it.
Yeah.
Like, and to just kill people, which he has done in multiple different ways in this whole, the last 4 years, but especially this year. And it's like, I don't know. I can't wait to never have to talk about him again.
Yeah.
I would say that I'm shocked, but I'm really not.
Yeah.
No, I'm like not. This sounds about right for him, for where we're heading. You know what I mean? And him obviously at this point now having lost a couple times. Literally of course he has to go out and like try to drag everything with him. Like it's just,
I can't. Yeah, I did an interesting thing this week, though, after reading that article that I wanted to talk with you guys about, because I actually, like, I grew up believing in capital punishment. I'm a born Texan, so that's probably not surprising. But it's only been in my, like, adult life that I've been like, actually, no. I don't think should be any one man's choice to decide how the other person dies, regardless of what they did. So when I read this story, I thought about during the podcast if I wanted to say the names of the people who had been murdered by the administration in the last few days. And before I did that, before I do any of like the posting of stories or justice for or blah, 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 I always like to read about what's happened. And it was really hard. It was really hard reading about the crimes that some of these people committed. And there was this interesting thing that happened in me that was like, well, do I feel bad that they, you know, like it was this this weird thing that like kind of came back. And I had to wrestle with myself a little bit to be like, okay, what they did was actually god awful. And it was a lot of people, because the first thing I think about, because a lot of the studying that I've done this year about people on death row are Black men who have been wrongfully convicted of crimes that they clearly did not commit, that evidence that they didn't commit, where they had an unfair jury, whatever. So that was the first thing that my mind went to. But some of these crimes are people who have confessed. They're people who are like, yeah, I did it. And whether they are repentant or not, you know, whether they have done 20 solid years of good behavior and community service while they've been serving their time, they did do the things that they were convicted of. And that was tough. But in the end, I was still like, well, if we're going to punish them for what they have done, why would we do something just as heinous to them? That just feels, and I get it, if you're a vindictive person, if you're a person who is out for revenge and who acts out of spite, even if that is your idea of justice, then I was able to understand like why people take up for this. It's just not my bag. Like, it's just not, like, it's just not personally what I believe in. Yeah, so that was interesting. And even for like, because this is a mostly Republican thing, right? And the Republicans are like the self-proclaimed Christian party. And I was like, it's certainly not the Christian thing to do.
Right.
So I don't know. It was just interesting going through
that. I'm glad you said that. I think that's really awesome that you said that, brought that perspective to the podcast, because I think there's a lot of people out there who probably feel the same. I catch myself also when I read stories about certain people being like, because a part of us, I think we all a little bit are ingrained with like, you did something bad, so then you get something bad that happens to you. Like, that feels like society that like can put that in us to make us think that way. And you know, when the death penalty is abolished, because it will be eventually, I feel like these people are not, they're going to be imprisoned for life. Like, that is, you're still robbing them of every possible thing that they could, you know what I mean, be doing. You know, their family and love and anything, work or anything, or becoming a better person. Hopefully they can do that within, you know, behind us in a cell. But these people are still being punished. It's not like, you know, it's just the act of playing God or not playing God. And I think that that is more so a choice of like being power hungry than it is like justice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Absolutely agree. It's kind of like, I mean, I'm probably going to just like repeat what you guys have already said, but it is super weird that we punish people for murdering someone
by murder, right?
Like we said, you took the law into your own hands, right? It's like when people are like when people are like killed in self-defense or vigilantes happen, right? People say you took the law into your own hands and that's a crime. So why then are we like, we'll take the law into our own hands as well and then kill you too. It's like this vicious cycle.
It's actually not fair. It's not fair.
It doesn't make sense.
You can't slap someone on the hand for murder and then murder them. That doesn't make any sense. You might as well put yourself on the death penalty.
My mom always used to say about, this is not murder, obviously, but like spanking. Like I did not grow up in a family that like spanked. We never, like we got like looked at in a very, and we were like, oh, fuck, we messed up.
But we did not believe, like, my parents never believed in hitting because my mom was like, how am I going to get mad at you if you hit someone and then hit you? Like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't. And obviously, like, a spanking is different than, like, hitting. But like making contact with you and hurting you because you hurt someone else doesn't, that doesn't teach you a lesson. It doesn't do anything. It just, like, creates this vicious cycle. And so I think that that's kind of what we have done in this, like, macro sense. Because we've just created this system that, like, repeats itself. You murdered someone, we'll murder you.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's an eye for an eye, always.
Yeah.
And we're a blind ass country.
We are blind. We don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, not to mention that the people drug that they've been using is supposed to be really messed up. It's supposed to, like, simulate drowning. Essentially, they're drowning people.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that's horrible.
I've watched some documentaries on, like, executions and stuff. It's, like, really fucking low.
Yeah,
some of the stuff they're pumping into people's bodies is just, like, horrific. It's horrific. Yeah. I mean, like, it's horrible. You should not be doing that to people. We should not be doing that to people.
Yeah, absolutely. It's,
yeah.
Oh, and did you guys read the part where they're like trying to, because people were complaining about how inhumane the drug was that they were using, they're trying to pass a law where they can use other methods of execution that are technically, that are old, but are technically not illegal, like firing squads.
Are you fucking kidding
me?
Oh
my god, yeah, I saw that. Be
executed by firing squad?
I swear to God, the whole idea of, like, the ideas of the Republican Party are just like, let's take us back to 1801.
Right.
And just see how we do. Let's just see what happens. Like, that's insane. I have no words for that. That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's,
yeah. And it was from the idea that, like, when a scientist was looking at the drug that they were using and was saying, like, it's actually more humane. Like, what they did back in the day when they were using firing squads.
Or they're hanging people, breaking people's fucking necks and stuff. Like,
yeah, or that. Like, they were saying that's actually more humane than using this drug that renders them paralyzed. And then it takes, like, 20 minutes, maybe, sometimes in one case. Because his stomach, like, exploded.
Right.
It was horrible.
Right, no, it does. It does, you're right.
And they're like, that's absolutely inhumane. And so rather than having the normal answer of a human to be like, we should just stop doing this, the Republican Party was like, oh, well, maybe let's use firing squads.
Let's just go back to that because it's faster. Is it?
Like, they're truly just
have their own fucking thing and they're horrible. Like, if you can line people up and shoot them like that, then you're a fucking monster. Sorry. Like, you are.
Yeah.
I can't with the Republican.
The first thing that comes to my mind is, like, Hitler. That's what comes to my mind. I'm serious. When I think of a firing squad, I think of Nazis. That's what I think
of.
Yeah,
as you should. That's correct.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
In ways, that is more humane than what they're doing, but that doesn't mean that we should start doing that instead.
Yeah. That's
crazy.
Speaking of Nazis, can we talk about Mitch fucking McConnell for a second?
Absolutely.
Because... Okay, guys.
He owes me some money. He's got his number.
He owes everybody so much money. I also tried to call him and leave him a strongly worded voicemail. And let me tell you what his fucking voicemail said. It said, if you're calling between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern time, we are experiencing a high volume of calls. If you're calling before 8:30 or after 6 p.m., we are not in the office. Your call is very important to us. And then it cuts to, like, an automated voice message and says, this mailbox is not accepting messages at this time. And I was like,
I'm wondering how many times you called to know that.
Oh, just once. Just once.
Call him right now, Paige. Call him right now.
Okay.
On speakerphone. Put on speakerphone.
Let's do it. I love that. That's amazing. Yeah. Yo, please let somebody answer.
They won't. It's too late.
I know, but I wish.
Thank you for calling Senator Mitch McConnell's Washington, D.C. office. If you are calling between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are currently experiencing a high volume of calls.
This person's a hostage, right?
If you're calling before 8:30 a.m. or after 6 p.m., our office is closed. You may also reach Senator McConnell online by visiting www.mcconnell.senate.gov. Please know that your call is very important to us.
No, it's not.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. This mailbox cannot receive messages at this time. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
So essentially, like, the crazy thing to me is, it's if you're calling between this time and this time, we're busy.
We're busy.
If you're calling any other time, we're just closed. But your call is important to us, though. But we're always busy or closed.
So but put us online. Put us online. The thing is that he, you guys, I seriously, when I think about the evil that is this man, I have had like angry rage dreams. Like I had to like Google, like, what does this symbol mean? And it was like, it means you're mad. And I was like, oh, okay. Like it is my the fact that this man has decided suddenly like, oh yeah, $2,000 sounds great, but then weaved it in to two things that he knows Democrats will not vote for so that it doesn't go through so he can fuck the American people because he doesn't want to pay it, and then suddenly comes out and says, well, I'm nervous that people are going to receive it that don't need it. Sir, you have given the rich tax cuts for the last millions of dollars.
Not to mention all the big businesses who got stimulus checks.
The Lakers received a PPP loan.
The people who are dying and hungry and can't afford their rent and who are going to get evicted. Like, who cares about them?
Who cares?
Anyone approve any fucking kind of aid to states, which is such bullshit, he's like, they don't need it. What do you mean they don't need it?
Right. Like,
states are like fucking falling to pieces over this pandemic.
You guys, maybe Republicans are actually for defund the police because that's actually what they're doing.
Wait, because they won't give the states.
Because they're not giving the states any money. So there's no money to go around. So maybe we have gotten to them. And also, real fast on my Mitch McConnell thing, also Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue did not support any sort of stimulus until the $600 was talked about, and then they like begrudgingly supported it. And then the second 45 said he wanted $2,000 stimulus checks, they were like, oh yeah, the Democrats have been holding this up. And Georgia, do not be this stupid. They are fucking lying to you. They are lying to you. Vote for John Ossoff. Vote for Raphael Warnock.
Woo!
I'm done.
Wait, wasn't today the last day for early voting there?
Yes. Today is the last day for early voting, and then the actual election is on Monday.
January 5th.
Yep.
Great. Y'all get out there for real. Please. Like this, I mean, there's no way that I can stress how much this matters.
Like if you're hungry, if you know someone that's hungry, if you know, like if you need somebody to humanize this for you, like take it from the three of us. Laska and I have completely lost our jobs. Casey went virtual. The Wizard, I don't know how your life's been, like, truly. I mean, you, like, still work, but you haven't been able. I don't know how the Wizard
does. Everybody has been impacted by this pandemic one way or another.
But, but I'm just saying, like, if you're a person that needs this to be humanized for you, like, take it from one of us. Yeah, like,
you guys my employment ran out. Like, we couldn't. Like, we just fucking didn't. Like, we couldn't. That's like, where we're at.
There's no money. There's no money to go around. So
we have my partner's the only person who's able to. Oh shit! I just poured water all over the floor.
Oh, at least it's water. I thought it was wine.
I know, right?
I was like, we cannot do this to Tiffany's house a second time.
I don't know what to do. I
go get a towel or something.
I know, like fix it. I don't know.
Freeze. Okay, you know what? Fuck off, guys. Okay, don't tell me what to do.
Go get a towel.
Do we need to take a cleaning break?
And yeah.
Okay.
No, speak amongst yourselves.
I love how Alaska's just standing in the water like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, you're in your home. Get a towel.
Get a towel. It's fine.
Yes, Mitch McConnell is a fucking asshole.
It's just like the evil that you have to be to look at people on Christmas Day, like the Christmas Eve, all these things, and just be like, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not... I'm not going to help you. I'd rather, I'm not going to help you because I'm scared that people who don't need help are going to get help. But then I have spent my entire political career helping people that don't need help.
Oh, like, yeah.
It doesn't make sense. It's so frustrating to me. And it truly, like, we have to win these fucking Senate races, you guys. Like, we have to win them. Please. Like, if you listen to this podcast and you are in Georgia and you have not voted, please go on Monday. And please, 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 for yourself. Like, don't even do it for us. For you. Because Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue do not care about you. They care about their money. Vote for the Democratic ticket. They're not socialists. They're not radicals. They are human beings that want to help you. And vote for those people.
Yes.
That's yeah, it. Again, the difference between like what McConnell is saying when he goes $2,000 stimulus versus like, oh, I don't know, a huge $1.8 trillion tax cut for the rich is that he wants everyone to think that the government isn't good at helping people. That's the Republican brand. The government isn't a place for you to go to for support. The government's terrible. It can't give you things. It's not there to support you. Meanwhile, he gives these cuts to these giant corporations, to the extremely uber wealthy, not wealthy. We're talking the elite of the highest percentile wealthy, right?
Yeah.
And it's all a ploy to make his constituents think the government is bad, McConnell is good, don't vote in general, right?
Yeah.
Or vote for the person who is, in my opinion, purposely trying to destroy democracy. Because when you create that mindset amongst your fellow citizens that government is bad, then vote for the person who agrees with you that government is bad. So when stimulus is $600 or $200 or not even on the table in general, those people think that's good because they're convinced that there's something wrong about that, even though it directly would help them the most.
Right.
And we should have been getting $2,000 a month since March.
Like the Canadians.
Right. But like we're the richest country in the world, apparently.
Japan was paying 100% of people's salaries. How many people have died of COVID in Japan? Probably less than who died in America today. Think
Absolutely.
About that.
Absolutely. Well, and I think right too, now. I think that I'm so tired of hearing about everyone, like, and yes, of course, gatherings, like gathering with people outside of your bubble and doing all these things is irresponsible in the COVID world. However, forcing people to go to work every day and put themselves in danger to make money so that they can live, that is what's killing people. Yeah. Okay. Japan has had 3,243 deaths this whole time. That's less than that have died today.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it. By the end of the day, that'll be less than have died today. The other day was like 3,700. It was almost 4,000 people who died. Like, it's just so frustrating that the conversation is always, how do we get everybody back to work during the pandemic? No. Stop trying to make people work. Pay them to stay home. And then the pandemic will be over.
Yeah. If you don't care. That's the thing about our country. They don't give a shit. If they did, they would do it. We're the richest country in the world, right? But we don't, if we wanted to, we could do that.
We've given the least to our citizens. There are other countries, like Zach is saying about Japan, and even, like I'm saying, like our neighbor, Canada, has taken care of their people so much better.
They're notorious for that, taking care of their people.
Honestly, I've been wondering why I'm like, what the fuck am I still doing here? Why have I not been in Canada this whole time?
Because they won't take your diseased American ass anymore.
Now they won't. I'm saying, what was I thinking before? I could have been over there working. There's a wonderful film industry in Canada.
I'm going to move to Vancouver the second this is over.
Paige, we can be roommates. I'm going with you.
We're going to Vancouver.
Canada's clean. They take care of their people. We could have been getting like $2,000 a month this whole time.
Yeah, that's
but it's cold.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'll take it. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm from Colorado. That's fine.
I'm not. My body is not made for cold temperatures, but I'll figure it out.
We feel more Canadian there.
You're basically Canadian. Not.
It's like we wish we were Canadian. It's like we're connected to them, more connected to Canadians than we are to Americans. But unfortunately, at the end of the day, we're still fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all really should have moved to Canada.
Y'all said that they didn't give a fuck about.
Dang, that's rough.
Right.
The other thing, I was watching this story today about, I don't know if y'all have seen, I'm sure you have, Paige, because you watch the news nonstop. This young white person who tackled this 14-year-old black boy.
Oh my God.
Because she thought that he stole her phone.
Have you seen the video?
I have, unfortunately.
Okay. That's crazy. Yo. And apparently she is like on the hook for doing something like that before, because she got interviewed by CNN. Okay, this is all only like via Twitter, so like don't fact check me on all of this, but like multiple people on a Twitter thread on that video, because I always look to see, because Twitter can typically identify someone in like 20 minutes. Like, yeah, it's very quick. But they said that she was interviewed on CNN or something. And so everyone was like, CNN, you know who she is, like, say her name. And then, ooh, don't like that conflation of the hashtags that I just said. No, that's not what I'm saying. Out her. Dox that bitch is what we were going for. But they were just like, you know, come out with it, come out with it. But then somebody said that they – like that she wanted her identity withheld because she feared for her safety because of other incidents. And I was like, okay, what is this bitch doing? Like, who is she?
She is a terrorist.
She is like truly out here. Also, also, there was a bombing. There was a fucking bombing a week ago, a suicide bomber.
Yeah.
In a major city, and the president hasn't said a fucking word about it.
Yeah.
He's just continued to talk about his fucking election fraud. Mm-hmm.
Quote unquote election. Quote,
like, you guys, the amount of shit that's happened in the last 2 weeks since we have met is crazy.
I watched that video, unfortunately, because, and usually I've, like I told y'all last time, I've been avoiding shit like this because I just don't have it. At least nobody was murdered, so that made it a little bit better, which is a very sad truth about America right now.
Right.
But I was watching it and I was like, wow, he and his father have so much more restraint than me, because thank God they did not turn around and just smack the shit out of this girl, because they would have been in so much trouble. Meanwhile, she's running free. She's just out here. She was able to leave New York, because apparently now they're saying she's wanted for assault in New York. And I'm like, no, you didn't want her. You didn't want her, because you could have arrested her right there and everybody just let her go. Like, let it be the other way around, where the little 14-year-old black boy tackles her to the ground.
Oh, that would have been.
He would be underneath the jail. We would not see him again. Yeah. And it's just so frustrating. And thank God that they had the restraint. Like, his dad filmed it, like, just to be like, look, like, this is crazy. But I'm just, like, thinking of in that position, I think she would have been looking for a fight and she would have got it. I would have absolutely boxed her. Especially, like, if that's my son.
Honestly, like, I'm envisioning that, and I'm not mad at what I'm seeing. Like, I would actually like to see you
fight. Like, you were looking for a fight and you found one today, because what you're not about to do is tackle my son. Are you kidding me?
You have, like, insane amount of patience. I don't know how.
Oh, I have a lot of
patience. I don't know how.
I saw that video and I was like, yeah, I want to fight. I don't even know this young man, but I want to fight her.
You punched in the face so quick.
Like, so fast.
Like, so fast.
Oh, my God. Have y'all seen that? Have y'all seen that video of the dude in the convenience store? And this white dude is like...
Yes. Wait, no. I haven't seen it. What happens? Explain.
It's a white dude without a mask on. Everybody else has a mask on. And it looks like the white dude is drunk. But he's talking to this black dude. And he's like... And it seems like before the video started, the black dude was like, if you don't shut the fuck up, I'm going to slap you. And so the white boy is like, hit me with it. And then he calls him the N-word. And like right after he calls him the N-word, the dude picks it up. Because the black dude like tried to like toss it and catch it and then hit him, but he dropped it.
Right.
And so the white dude's like, this is my chance. And he like tries to kick it. And the black dude still picks it up and he comes up and slaps the dog shit out of this. This boy goes flying. into like everything in the convenience store. It is the most satisfying video I think.
That is satisfying. So can somebody send it to the group chat, please?
Yes, I will. I will do that right now. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I will send it to you because it's important.
I was just gonna say earlier, Paige, when you were saying like, please don't fact check me. I was just thinking that it's so funny that like we probably have listeners on here like, are they actually telling the truth? They're like, what is real about what they're saying? And we're just like, we don't know. What the fuck?
This is a conversation. If you want facts, go to fucking the news or something. This is
else, guys. We're just people, dude. We listen and watch the same shit you guys do, and then we just have fun drinking and talking.
We
about
just
it.
Interpret it. And sometimes we're wrong, and sometimes speaking of that, a couple weeks ago we talked about Jeffrey Dahmer and Ted Bundy not being executed, and they absolutely were executed, and that was my bad entirely. I had to tweet about it because I was like,
but if you wanted to know that, listen to Favorite Murder, my favorite murder.
Yeah. I just really was trying to make the point of that, like, the scales of justice are not tipped equally in that way. Right. And I also,
eating people, that's
right. Like, you should probably die. Like, that's fine.
But eating people.
But actually, you shouldn't. You should just die in jail naturally.
If you're, yes. It's
like everyone should just. But I just really do think that
there's definitely a spectrum. There's definitely like a swing the pendulum. And now if you swing the pendulum all the way here to the right, eating people is probably up there.
It's not great, but I would also just, I feel like we can't, you know, break the rules. If we are against capital punishment, we're against it for everybody. And I'm not saying that he should eat people. I would much rather he didn't. However.
Oh, what did I miss? Was Alaska like
Jeffrey Dahmer's dead?
I was just saying that, like, because we said so, because she was just like making.
No,
fun
I caught. I know I caught you okay, not okay. being right about that. But I was Alaska like, we're not sad about him being killed.
No, we were just, yeah, she just kind of said, like, he can die. And, yeah.
See, this is but what also, I'm saying. Like, about, you know, yeah.
I agree. If we choose to, like, completely abolish the death penalty, which we should,
mm-hmm.
If there was ever a thing.
Well, there's that, but also, okay.
People.
So here's the thing. And I want to put. Yeah, it's very up there. But also, I want to put it like a trigger warning real quick, because one of the stories that I read about one of these dudes who was just killed recently. Mm-hmm. He tortured and murdered his 2-year-old daughter.
I heard this one. I saw this one. I think I was reading it or something.
And it's really bad. Like when they like tell you about all the stuff that he did to her, it's like,
yeah.
But you know what? The thing is like, if we just abolish the death penalty, we don't have to like all the stories are going to be horrible. Like what we know is we're putting them behind bars, and that is where they're going to be.
Yeah.
Forever. Yeah. Forever. That's like, some people would even say probably that's worse for them. Like,
yeah, then you have to sit there every single day and think about what you did. And jail sucks. Jail's not fun. Like,
tell me.
I watch a lot of prison TV, and I've seen Wentworth.
In jail.
Yeah. Yeah, I've
built about that time that you jail. Did time.
Have you guys been jailed before?
No,
I haven't. Have you?
Held.
Oh. You've been held?
Is that? What oh my god! Saying? Can you talk about it? Why? What happened?
No.
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's fair.
I was zip tied. It was a long time. It's a long time ago.
Oh, you got zip tied? Is that what you said?
I was like a shitty teenager sometimes. You know what I mean? Like,
that's fair.
In my defense, in this situation, it was just like some shitty cops that were just being assholes. But like, whatever.
Ugh. I've never even been.
But I honestly talk about it because like most of my family doesn't know about it.
Oh,
so, when I say this, and they're like, "What?"
That was me talking.
Yeah, that's
Alaska
Paige.
Family. That was me. Yes. but they know.
We've all been jailed.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry. Did everybody catch it when Paige just said she's never been pulled over?
Really?
Yeah, really.
No, I missed that.
Yeah, I've never.
Is that because you're just super safe, or because you're white?
Probably both.
Wait, two quick stories of me.
I've been pulled over so much.
And so scary. Nice. It's scary. It's fucking scary.
It's so scary. The last time I got pulled over, I was literally shaking. I could not move. It was so scary.
Dude, yeah. I got pulled over on my way driving to Vegas to go see my family. I think it was for a holiday, on the middle of a dirt road in the dark, no lights. Got pulled over by a big ass truck with lights flashing into my car.
Yeah.
I was terrified. I was by myself. They come knocking on my window.
And I'm like, I'm just trying to calm down. And like, I literally, they're like flashing their lights, like doing, they're trying to be intimidating on purpose. And so I call my mom and like call my aunts. I'm like in tears. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, yeah. I'm scared to move. I'm scared to move. Like,
right.
Then I had another time and I got pulled over on the side of a freeway when I tried to tell the cop, like, I'm not going to roll my window down. For, this is when I had just realized what my rights were. But here's the thing about that.
Three quarter inches.
You know your rights. And it depends on what you want to say to a cop. Because sometimes they go, oh, you know your rights. And they start becoming more of an asshole, which is what happened. I was like, I'm not going to roll my window down more than this. It doesn't make me feel safe. Da, 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 da. He goes, if you don't roll your window down, I'm going to smash it open. And I was like,
oh my God. I like, all right, then I will roll it down.
Okay, here it is. It's open.
Oh my God.
That was that, that's just like,
that is infuriating to me.
Yeah, if you don't roll your window down, I'm gonna smash it open. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's illegal, but
it is. But like, I feel like a lot of the shit they do is fucking illegal.
So much of it. But in the moment, what can you do about it? Like, you can know that it's illegal and then be like, well, but it's just me and you here.
It's a color game. Have you seen the videos of white judges being pulled over by cops? Have you seen those?
No.
There are some videos of white judges being pulled over by cops. Cops get out and the judge is screaming at them. You better get back in your fucking car or I'll call your superior. I am the judge of da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, they literally can say whatever the fuck they want. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And then they'll drive off. Look them up.
I wish I was even surprised. You're just by like, that. Honestly.
Yeah. I'm like not surprised.
I mean, surprised that you're watching. You're just kind of like.
Yeah, like the fuck.
That's a lot of power. Wow.
That's really so frustrating.
I'll have to send
that video to you. I'll send you that video to you guys. The one that I watched.
Paige, I sent you the best video of 2020. So if you want to watch that. Is there anything else that happened this past week that we should discuss? What does anybody know about Biden's first 100 days? Because that's where I want to go.
I honestly don't know. I can give you guys a little rundown real quick.
Okay. I know that he wants to like up the vaccination a lot. We're way behind.
So behind.
In our vaccines. Way behind.
The UK's been killing it.
Yeah, of course they have.
He has a assemble coronavirus task force, which he's doing, I think, already, right?
Yeah.
Push for immediate coronavirus legislation.
Yeah.
Release a vaccine distribution plan, which is happening.
Wouldn't that be nice if the federal government like released a plan for the vaccine?
Yeah, right? That would be amazing.
Listen to science, guys. Whoa, listen to science.
I'm so mad that that has to be a fucking point.
Yes.
Our mind blown.
What did you say?
I'm not even going to finish the rest of what this says. I'm just going to say, listen to science, because I feel like that sums it up.
Yeah.
You guys, maybe they should make a cartoon of what science is as like a person and make it a white judge. And then everyone will listen to it.
Well, police officers sure will.
Yeah, at least the police will. At the very least.
I'll get back in the car. Reverse Trump's corporate tax cut.
Nice.
Make the U.S. an international leader on climate change. That's going to take some time.
Yeah.
But at least
we're going to start.
I'd like to be like somewhere up there with people who are on the same fucking page.
Yeah, not just like out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
Not just fuckface being like, they got too much Tinder on the ground. That's why it's burning. what the fuck?
My favorite moment of all time when California was on fire and Gavin Newsom met with him and he was like, oh, we got to do, or 45 was like, oh, we've got to, I can't do his fucking stupid voice, but he was like, we have to do better on.
We gotta clean it up.
We gotta rake better. We gotta da 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 da. The floor is so dirty. And Gavin Newsom literally sat there and he said, I fully agree with you, Mr. President. Most of the forests in California are federal land. And then just sat there. And he was like,
beautiful.
Mic drop.
Love it.
Dang. That was awesome.
Right?
To not even like argue with the nonsense of it, just be like, that's up to you, actually. So
he was like, I agree.
Right. Yeah.
That's true.
So do that.
You have the power to do that. Yeah. So what are we going to do? Racial inequality. Extend the voting rights.
No, go back. What did you just say?
I don't know.
All I heard was racial inequality, and it sounded like it was an important
racial
one.
Racial equality?
What is the full sentence?
Racial equality, extending the Voting Rights Act.
Oh, good. They're going to try and pass the John Lewis.
Right. I was like, what are you stopping me for? It wasn't me. That's what it's
no, called. I just didn't know what it was saying, and I wanted to hear it.
For people of all colors to have more access and to have, you know, fairness across our fucking
love
land.
That. Do you want to know something crazy I heard today?
Yeah.
Just, it's about voting. And it's about, amazing. It's about voting rights. Yeah. So, in Georgia.
You gotta be fucking crazy.
It's pretty fucking, I thought it was fucking crazy.
You thought it was crazy?
Okay, it's crazy if you watch CNN a lot.
Okay. Paige, for all our new listeners, Paige watches CNN on a loop.
Yeah.
Just imagine Paige with her beautiful red hair, with our blackboard merch on, with her drinks with frozen berries in them, and her eyes are just wide open.
Red. Yeah.
Staring endlessly at CNN.
That's me. That's a really cute cartoon.
I just imagine a cartoon version of you. Right, like doing that, it would be so cute.
I want to get that picture on my jacket. Just
that's the new logo. That's
and then underneath of it just says, "Sometimes I'm yelly."
Oh my gosh, that's so fun! That's my cartoon persona. How exciting! Yeah. Okay, listen, this is the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Okay,
so it's not the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life, but it's fucking wild. So
okay, we're ready.
There's a thing called line warming. And it's apparently a felony in Georgia, in the state of Georgia. And that is, do you want to know what line warming is? It's I'm going to tell you. It's going to people that are waiting in line to vote and giving them hand warmers, food, water, anything like that. That's a felony. And there is a guy who is received a warning from Raffensperger.
That's a fucking weird name.
Something Sorry. Like that. It is. Brian, I think Brian is his first name. It's like Brian Raffensperger or something like that. He's the Secretary of State. And don't fact check me on his name.
It 100% is Brian Raffensperger.
Yeah. Honestly, right. You think I'm far off, and
fact
I'm not.
Check me, bro.
That's your name now. But he sent a warning to someone who is giving people pizzas and like waters and hand warmers and stuff in line waiting to vote. And
that's a federal offense or a state level thing?
It's a felony. I don't know. It's a felony here. I don't know if it's like a federal thing, but in Georgia, it's illegal to do that.
Wow. He sounds like a Mitch McConnell kiss up.
Yeah, he is. He's a fucking Republican.
What a fucking asshole. That's really shitty, dude.
You're literally charging people for being kind. Like,
but like one, okay, so like you're charging people for being kind, but also the lines are so long because you've taken away early voting sites. So now there's less places for people to go. So it's like fucking Los Angeles traffic. There's less places for people to go. So there's more backup. So if I was in LA traffic and somebody brought me a pizza, I would be pleased.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Oh my God.
So thank you so much. Is there ranch? Like that would be me. That is not the secretary.
Is there ranch?
I love ranch.
If someone brought you a pizza, you would not say, is there ranch? You'd be like, wow.
You sound like the homeless people in LA, to be honest. Like, that has happened to me so many times.
I don't like the taco. Thank you, though.
Where I have tried to give them something and they're like,
we're a little high-end homeless out here in LA.
We do. Like, and probably not now. I take it back because now a lot of people who have been like, you know, experiencing homelessness were people who are like recently down on their luck because of COVID.
Right.
But prior to that, like when I first moved to LA, like people who are used to experiencing homelessness, I gave a man $2 once because it was all the cash that I had. And he was like, you don't have two more so I can get a couple tacos? And I was like,
you're like, no, I don't. If I did, sir, I would give them to you.
I actually don't. Like, do you not want the first $2 I gave you then? Like, there was no thank you. It was just all about what I didn't give him.
Right.
And then I tried to give somebody some Doritos and they were like, you don't have cool ranch? And I was like, okay, no, I don't have the cool ranch.
On a great homelessness story, Tiffany and I gave some Christmas cookies to a homeless man who was very excited about getting Christmas cookies.
Amazing.
And he said, my dog is going to be so happy about these. And I was like, oh,
that's really
great.
That makes me so excited.
there's a scale.
For sure there's a scale. Yeah, no, I've also given to people who are very grateful. It just like really shocked me. The couple of times that happened.
But also, what else you got in your, you know, car?
You're like, nothing. But mostly the moral of that story is that it should never take anybody more than 20 minutes to vote.
It really shouldn't. And I could understand having rules about like people not having any political party affiliation in their clothing. I'm almost done too.
Right. Like, I'm not going to walk up in my Vote Warnock shirt and go vote. Like, that's not going to happen.
Or go hand out pizzas, you know, like,
right, exactly.
Like, I'm soliciting or I'm like doing whatever. Exactly. But I feel like if I'm wearing neutral clothing and I just want to give people things.
You're like, awesome. Thanks for going out and voting, you know.
Yeah, that's
Like, I'm just being nice. I'm not trying to sway your vote. I'm trying to make you comfortable while you're waiting for 4 hours.
I'd probably bring a pizza that had like names on it. Like pepperoni spelling out Biden.
Like Warnock.
I'm fine. I'm wearing neutral colors. What I fucking do.
The green peppers say like fuck Kelly Ruffin or something.
But they would take it. They would take the pizza.
Right. They'd be like, oh my god, thank you. And then they open it up and they'd be like,
you communist pizza. You're fucking radical ass pizza.
Oh my god. We see Alaska just getting boxes of pizza thrown back at her and we're like, what's up?
Like, what's going on? I don't know. That's the craziest thing that I've heard.
That is crazy.
Isn't that wild? I saw that and I was like, a felony? Like, that's a felony?
That's insane. Is there anything else we should look back on? I see the wizard looking at his watch.
I mean, I think that we can all resoundingly say fuck 2020. And
I think we can close it. It's
pretty good. Could we like go around and say like one good thing that happened to us this year and then one resolution for 2021?
I was just going to say, I can't say fuck 2020 too hard, to be honest.
I can say fuck 2020 pretty hard. But
it was actually
like fuck 99.9% of 2020. There's like a 1% in there that like was all right.
There was some really dope stuff that came out of 2020, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Personally. I know that there was a lot of, for sure, there was a lot of tragedy,
yes,
and a lot of loss, and I don't minimize that either, but I do feel like most people, like, I feel like you had to be pretty lazy to not come out of 2020 feeling like you've grown a bit.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And I think that it, like, forced us to reckon with ourselves in a new way, to sit still, to reassess our surroundings, to reassess what was important to us.
Mother Earth had us in a...
Yeah.
That is also not to say though that if you don't come out of 2020 feeling great that you fucked up 2020, because you didn't. You will learn and you will look back on 2020 at another time and be like, this was the year that taught me X, and just because you don't know that right now, that's okay.
I knew
that's not what you were saying. I was just
I was going to say, I'm not saying that it feels good to everybody, cuz growth can suck.
I think when we say fuck 2020, we're talking about the shitty things that happened in 2020. Like, there's a lot of shitty things that happened that you can't deny happen, but what comes out of, like, tragedy, we grow from. So I think, to your point, Casey, I think the shit that has happened, though we're, like, devastated and we're like, fuck that shit, it impacted us. There's nothing we can do about it. It impacted us. So therefore, we have to either, like, you sink or swim. You know what I mean? You take that stuff and you, like, you change, you grow. Yeah. I think I definitely changed and grew as an artist like this year. It's been insane.
Blackboard was birthed out of tragedy.
Blackboard, you guys, this podcast was birthed.
Anthem was birthed out of tragedy.
Yeah.
I would say, if we're going to talk about like our number one thing of this year, you guys, and when I say like 2020, the 99.9%, right? Like, a lot of shitty things happen, but like a lot of shitty things happen, and then I tend to like create a lot of work out of that.
Me too.
I
think that's
I was just gonna say that it's such an artist way. We are like definitely healers of the world. We take things and kind of fucking like take it and like magically throw it around and shake it up in a bottle and then throw it back at you in like a different light. And I think that's what we're really good at. And 100%, to be 100% honest with you guys, like, I was struggling in the beginning of the year, but I felt like I was like, I don't know how to explain it. I was kind of drowning in like the black deaths and the things that were happening and all that tragedy. And Anthem was created out of that. Like, it was created out of Philando Castile when he was murdered in his car. That's where part of that came from. And then I became a better writer, and I had to like kind of revisit my words, and I had to kind of, you know, like sat with myself. And I'm, as you guys all know, running like a million miles an hour. So to have so much stillness in my life was like a blessing and a curse all at the same time. A curse for Tiffany, a blessing for me.
Tiffany's just like, give me more.
She's like, you're so annoying. I'm just like, no, but like, it was really good for me. I had to like kind of sit away and like sit in a corner and like, you know, and just take in what was going on. And so it's a test for people as individuals, a test for your relationships. It was a test for like, to really see where you are as your own, you know, we're all our own individual people. We're on our own path and we're here on earth fucking for 1 second. Like, just come with me for a second. We are on a planet. I don't know if anybody sits for a second and just thinks about how fucking wild that is. A planet in our solar system that is moving in circles. Like, we have a moon. I went out and looked at the moon yesterday. Like, I was like thinking myself back in the medieval times when people in like the medieval times were like looking at the same fucking moon as me. I was like, holy, like, just like some weird like stoner shit, but I wasn't stoned. It was like wild.
I was just about to ask, were you high when this happened?
I wasn't, but I just was appreciating the fucking moon where you can see all the little divots and the little shit on it.
Yeah, no. It's a full moon. I don't know if y'all know this about me, but everybody, including the listeners, I'm obsessed with the moon. I get distracted by it. If there is a full moon, I probably shouldn't be driving because it's literally all the way.
Are you just staring at it? Like,
I will run outside if I see that there's a cool moon.
There's Casey again. She's just smashing into people's mailboxes and stuff.
I just have like a very weird, amazing connection with the moon. Like, I
love that.
Obsessed with
the moon. You guys, that's not by coincidence. The moon is connected to us. It has been for hundreds, millions, thousands of how long? Fuck, don't fact check me. I don't know. I'm kind of drunk. I had so much wine. But the moon's been attached to us, and it's a scientific fact that it messes with our ocean and it messes with our energy on our planet. Mm-hmm. Like, it is the reason that our planet has survived. A lot of it is because of the moon. Like, look it up. I just looked at this shit the other day. Look on NASA.com, guys. Shout out to NASA, NASA.com. You can go on there and like look at the 3D images of the fucking planet. It's fucking crazy.
Oh my god.
Okay, we're running off topic, but I'm serious, you guys. We're on a planet. We're spinning. Don't forget you're alive. If you're stuck, move. I got that from Drew Barrymore on Instagram because she was crazy. She was doing this video.
I saw that. It was so cool.
And she was like, if you're stuck, move. If you're stuck, move. Like, it's true. Are people. We're breathing. We're living. Move. 2021. That's all I got to say.
What's your resolution, Laska, for 2021?
I hate those.
I know.
Sorry, I only say that because I feel like we should always continue to believe that we're moving and we're living and we're breathing. Like, there's always opportunity. Everyone who always waits for New Year's Eve to be like, I'm going to do something new. It's like, great. Do something new every day. Like, fucking learn something new every day. Be something new every day. Like, we have only this life, which is not forever, to do something.
Yeah.
So do it. Fucking go out and do it. Like, do it. You don't know piano and you're 25? Fucking learn it anyways. Like,
you know, yes, learn piano. Yes.
Whatever. Just as an example, but.
All right, fine. Then no resolutions.
Well, no. I don't like resolutions, but like I do sometimes have a word for the year. Like,
okay, and I feel like I don't need to shit on resolutions, you guys. I'm not shitting on resolutions.
No, but I get what you mean. Like, and I think that that's like me too, because I feel like I'm a goal setter. So like I'm constantly creating goals for myself. So a resolution just feels like.
Like whatever. Yeah.
And I feel like everybody should be doing that. Like, set goals for yourself. But. Right. But, which is not, I'm not like finger wag. Anyway, I'm going to finish my sentence. My word for the year, which I feel like I've gotten like during my quiet time and my prayer, has been surrender. I've been getting surrender a lot for 2021. And I think that means a lot of things for me because I am a person who plans and who goal sets and who constantly wants more for things. I feel like I also tend to worry. Like, y'all have seen this in the meetings where I'm like, how do we do this? And then what, you know, and like just surrendering a little bit more to the fact that like this is what's happening and it's okay. Like, this is, lean back, trust yourself, do everything you can and let the rest go. Worrying is only complicating your journey. It's making it less enjoyable. You're actually missing a lot of what's enjoyable right now because you're so worried about what happens next. So I'm just surrendering to the things that I feel called to as well. Like, things that I feel called to do, sometimes I, like, fight them so hard because I'm so scared of them. And I'm like, ugh, and I make every part of it such a big deal for myself. Where if I just surrendered to it and said, okay, this is what I'm doing, it would be so much easier for me.
You're right.
So, what?
I said humanity. We tend to fight things.
Yeah. Rather than
this is out of our control. Yeah. Well,
just,
you know,
surrendering to like this is what's happening. Right. So I'm looking forward to surrendering a lot more to my circumstances, to where I'm at, to what I'm called to do, to creating, to being, all the things.
Love that.
Yes. That's beautiful. And what's one good thing that happened to you in 2020?
Oh my God, so many good things, y'all. I'm sorry. Was that shitty? I know it was a bad year for a lot of people.
That's not bad.
I don't know. I feel so bad saying that.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
I'd come back to me. I have to pick. Do I have to pick one? I have to pick one.
No.
Whatever. You can do whatever you want. Something that strikes you. You know, like.
Yeah, whatever. Like whatever the first thing that came to mind.
Paige, we said the same thing.
Oh my God.
What about you, Paige? What about you?
We're connected.
We are connected. I'm connected to all of you guys. We were put right here in these four little Brady Bunch squares for a reason. It was like
absolutely
meant to be.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. Okay, I think that the one good thing that happened to me in 2020 was time. I was given the gift of ample amounts of time. Wow. And at the beginning of the pandemic, I was like, what the fuck do I do with all this time? So I like drank wine most days all day, and I like watched a lot of shows, and I didn't really do anything with any of this time. And then with all of this time, with all this time, I watched a lot of the news, and I kind of, with all of this time that I wasn't working and I wasn't continuing to like grind in the, I'm working a bartending job so I can audition, but I'm not auditioning wheel, right? Like that was my life.
Yeah.
And with the time I was given, I was like, maybe that's not what I meant for. Like maybe artistry is something that's part of me, but it's not me entirely anymore. Mm-hmm. And
that's so brave, Paige.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
It really is. That's some people end up getting stuck in like miserable situations for themselves because they can't.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and
surrender. They can't.
Yeah.
And because you did it, you're not fighting what you felt like was real and true for yourself. Yeah. That's really, really awesome.
Well, and I think too that like I was given the time to focus on that. And when I didn't have the energy, or like I didn't want to, I wanted to focus on politics and doing research for the Blackboard and all these things. And then I was like, I could go to school for this. Like I could go to school for this and like do something and like do something in a different field and use the skills that I've learned as a singer, as a performer, as an actor, as all these things, and like put them into use somewhere else and sing still as like whatever. But so the gift of time really kind of made me like it gave me the idea of like, oh, you have so much time, just go back to school. And like, you know, I start school in like 2 weeks and I'm like super excited.
I'm so excited for you.
I'm so excited for you.
Okay, sorry. I'm just like, I hate that there's a pandemic. I really want to be there, like with your family, with a sign. I know you're going online, but I still want to have a sign.
That would be so cute. You guys just like in my room, like, go, Paige. You're doing it. Yay.
Can we make that a Zoom plan? How do we do that?
I would love that. That would be so cute.
We have to have like a back to school Paige party. I'm just so excited for you.
Oh my God, adorable.
Can we get her a little Jansport backpack with some pencils in it?
You think I don't already have a backpack? I have an entire, the listeners can't see, but I have an entire shelf that has pens and different colored pens and highlighters and little tabs. And then I have notebooks.
Oh my God.
I have all of my textbooks.
Do we have a Blackboard spiral or binder?
Oh my God. Yeah. Get it on the merch store.
No, but we have that backpack. Wait.
Get it on the merch store. We don't have it yet, but it will be there.
Yeah, I want a binder or a spiral.
A little Blackboard notebook.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm thankful for. And something that I'm looking forward to, I mean, in 2021, I think if I had to think of like, it's probably like two words, but I tend to lean back so far that I like bolt. And so I kind of want to like lean in a little bit more, like lean into lean into like the waves that are my life and like not try to control them so hard and just kind of be like, okay, this is where I'm at right now. This is what we're doing. This is what we're working with. And kind of just like, I don't know, like letting my life happen and controlling the things that I can, but stopping trying to control every little thing. That's my goal for 2021, and to not procrastinate because I'm really bad at that.
Letting that Virgo go a little bit.
Yes, yes, yes.
Leaning into your other signs.
Yeah. My Aquarian Gemini.
There you go. Your Aquarian Gemini. Us. Your air signs will take you there, girl. You just gotta.
I know. I gotta let it go.
Let him go.
Yeah.
Let
it go.
Okay.
There you go.
I want to know the wizards, or if Casey has thought of hers.
Best thing. I would say maybe that I'm a. I was going to say something and then I immediately rethought it. I'll just say it. I will say that I am a writer now.
Yeah.
And that's so hard to even say.
Your ownership, yes.
But yeah,
just
but I think
that's one surrendering of the things. To what you are.
Yeah, sure. And still not good at it, but this is me practicing.
Accept it.
I am a writer. I've written so much this year, and there are so many projects that I'm proud of and so many projects that I'm excited to see come to fruition next year. And it's been dope. So to accept that part of myself and stretch myself and challenge myself and be like, oh, I'm actually good at this. So
yeah, hell yeah.
I love that.
Wizard, you're not off the hook. You go.
Yep.
I mean, obviously Blackboard has been amazing. I love this. This has been the best part of 2020 by far.
Yeah.
And helped keep me creative. It helped push me to just be in front of my computer and focus on editing, which helped me do other things. So I don't know. It's just when you surrender to yes, it takes you places. And yeah. I think that's what this was about, saying yes, 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 yes. Even though
Blackboard was a sometimes. Big surrender to me. No, it's okay.
It's just, you know, you gotta sometimes just, you know, say your piece. But no, it's been fantastic. It's been so fun. All the things I've done in my life have allowed me to be useful to a project like this. And that's awesome, right? Where you can feel like, hey, I can add something. And I feel very privileged to be able to add all the things that I've learned in my past to bring to the table here. So that's really exciting too.
Yeah. I just want everybody to know that the show does not go forward without Zach Mann. He can shake his head. He's shaking his head, everybody, but it's actually absolutely true.
Such a lie.
Most positions that we have in Blackboard, like everybody is so valuable. Do not get me wrong. But most positions, if somebody is unable to do it, more than likely, I'll try to step in. If I can't step in, or if B stops me from stepping in, it'll be B. Because she's mostly the one who's like, Casey, stop.
You can't do that.
Like, that's not, no. Shout out to B. Love you. But Zach's position, I couldn't if I try. I don't know. There is literally not another person.
He actually is a wizard.
He truly is the wizard.
He's a wizard.
So
we say that and we mean
so
it.
When he says that he complains to me sometimes, he has all the agency to do that because literally there is nobody to help Zach. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, Casey. You are the
I knew he was gonna try to do this, you guys.
You are the motor, you are the gasoline, you are all of it. You make this thing go. Without you, none of us would feel driven to do all the things that we are bringing to the table. So you 100% make this thing go. And we're all just so lucky to be part of it. And I think we all feel that way, which is why it is so special. And look at this podcast. We talked about it for a long time. We didn't start it. We didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't know how to do it. I'd never done one before. This is our 10th podcast now.
And we actually have listeners, guys.
I know. Like a few. Like,
look at y'all. Look at y'all.
Our listeners.
Y'all so cute.
I know. So I wish I knew what all of you looked like.
I know.
You can get a face to you.
Yeah, that would be really
reach good. Out. We're on Instagram.
Yeah. Slide through.
I was gonna say I had so many thoughts, and I was like, "Is that weird?" I was like, "Y'all can DM us," and I was like, "I don't want this to get weird." But
you
like,
can. I mean, you can DM us. Don't be weird.
Like don't
you
be weird
DM
about
us. Like, hi, I listen to your podcast, but don't like DM me and like say something.
Like, don't like listen, slide listen. Into the DM.
Thank you. I was gonna say that. Come into our DMs. Don't slide into our DMs.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
And then Laska Music has to go.
I know. You guys, I also have to go. It's almost 10 o'clock here.
Okay, we gotta go.
Yeah.
Gotta,
wait, no, I mean, she has to go for her, like, oh! What happened to her?
I thought you already said it.
No, it's fine.
No, never. I thought you already said it.
I just talked about the planets. That's all.
I'm so sorry. That was so insensitive. Talk to me until midnight.
Paige was about to be out. Paige was like, I have to leave. I'm so sorry, Alaska. You don't get to reminisce.
It's fine.
No, Alaska, please reminisce. I can't wait to hear everything you have to say.
I mean, I would be lying if I didn't say Anthem was not my favorite thing of 2020. I long time procrastinator, long time putting anything that I did as an artist on the back burner of like not putting it out there because of fear and like being like just scared to put shit out there. Yeah, it was like that. But Anthem, I think, couldn't have been. I mean, that is probably like the best introduction to me as an artist. The best song I could have put out to just open, to crack that open, you know, wide for the years to come. And moving forward, I would say that my words are just fuck it up.
Like, yes, fuck it up.
I love fuck it up because like we're human and we're flawed. Like fuck it up. Like we're not perfect. No one's gonna be perfect. Who wants perfect anyways? If somebody was perfect, you wouldn't want that person. Like we all come with our baggage. We all have our shit, and that is why, as artists at least, we bring so much to the table. And so I'm really excited for what's to come. I'm an actor and I'm a musical artist and a writer and stuff like that. And it's just like I try not to like box myself into those things. I try to just like let what comes to me come. That's hard to do sometimes when you're like, hey, I've invested this money into music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, you know, and we are going to continue moving in music. I have things coming on that I'm excited to drop. But I, you know, I'm not going to force it.
I'm so excited to be in every single music video, you guys. Yeah. I will be making a cameo.
I will show up if you ever need a white girl.
Just show up.
Okay. Yeah, I'll talk next time I'm in. I'll just pop in and be like, hi. I'm great. Here. I'm a really good set mom. Like, I'll just, like, be there and be kind and
amazing.
Give people things that they
so
want.
On that That's note, I'm going, mom. To, I'm going to surrender, let it go, fuck it
yes.
up.
Yes. I'm leaning in.
Zach, you didn't give us words.
I'm assuming words? His is, like, community or, like, love.
Zach's word would be love.
Like, no, actually.
Yeah.
Alaska, what is it?
You know, well, yeah, that's good. I actually, you know what's so funny, Alaska? We're like this. I don't know. But I was going to say, I wasn't going to say fuck it up, but like, I was going to use the F word. I was going to be like, I was going to say my word or phrase was more like, don't give a fuck.
Yes, but
I am
that
sick
is it.
And
yeah.
tired of letting people who are wrong, who are liars, who don't care about others, get to say their piece without someone saying, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because it's just over. Being nice yeah. and cordial about that is 2019 energy. Let's
right.
be real.
Okay. right.
It is no longer okay for us to sit by and go, oh, this person probably means well.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'll let them finish what they're saying. We can't.
Right.
No, it's done.
That was like 2010 energy for me. I'm
you mean
jerk.
Well. You better.
I'm like
well,
no.
You better be well. Like
yeah.
It's not
yeah.
Happy.
Say
it's
what the fuck you mean.
Yeah. Exactly,
I just want to be sure. in the room when it happens, where Zach is just like, "You shut the fuck up."
Fuck up.
Right. Yeah. Zoom us like, in. Zoom us in if we're not there. Zach just be like, excuse me for a moment. Beep boop.
That video is going viral.
That's for sure. Is. Zach is the nicest man I think I've ever met Literally. In my life. So
he
for
will
you
tell
to
you
be,
to shut the fuck up.
So,
you
so y'all are gonna get got this year, okay? 2021. Zach is looking to tell you to shut the fuck up. All right.
But but real talk, like that is it though, right? Like mm-hmm. just fuck it up and like
yeah.
just do fuck it up yeah. completely because that's all you're gonna be able to like that is who we are. We are flawed, you guys. We're not gonna try to
yeah.
chase perfection because you're not gonna find it.
Nope.
Whatever yeah. that is, that ideal image, you know, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah. One of my favorite quotes about that is "done is better than perfect."
Oh, I love that.
I know.
Say it again for people in the back.
Done
in 2020, all the way in
January 2020 when we were so young. Done is better than perfect, and I like think about that a lot. Just like do the thing, just do it, just do the thing, just
yeah.
do the thing.
Do it.
And it's a lot easier to say that than do it, but just like fucking do it.
Yeah.
Or one of my old acting teachers said yes and so always
oh, yeah.
yes and just like an improv
yes.
right
and
yes and then you think about it just fucking
yeah.
yes and then
yeah.
go and
yeah
then what happens
yeah.
you know what I mean.
That's like, and yeah, then yeah, in yeah. as my like final thought, I just want everybody to go into 2021 thinking about like the people. I'm looking at you all and I'm like, it's so important who you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another gift that 2020 gave me, is just bringing more people into my like chosen family. And you're all such badasses. Like Zach says that I'm the gas that keeps this thing going, but like there are so many the personalities that I brought into the blackboard Like that you guys are a motor. Like you guys work like a motor. Like if ever I'm not feeling it, there's always somebody around me who's never going to let me forget how important this is, who's never going to let me forget my own value. You guys pour into me. We pour into each other. And that's so important. Everybody needs a community like that. So in 2021, I just urge everybody, if you don't feel like you have that already, seek it out. It's so important. You'll be so much happier. You'll be so much more productive. Look around at friends who are not pushing you to be your absolute best and lose them. We don't have time for that. Right. Yeah, and if you were the friend who's not pushing your friends to be the absolute best, be better. Just be better. But that's all I got. Y'all got anything else? Or are we telling the people to like, subscribe, follow?
What I want to say, just to leave you guys on one last thing, doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to get the same results, which is the very definition of what, guys?
Insanity.
Let's not do that, 2021, okay?
No, don't do that. It's ugly. It's ugly.
I think if I have to leave you guys with anything else, like
based on him. Buy Blackboard merch.
Vote. Vote. Please, for the love of God, vote.
Yes. January 5th.
January 5th.
Vote. I wish on you guys January could change space right now. Just vote.
And also, don't be afraid to hold people accountable. And if people are unwilling to have like tough conversations with you, note that in your head. And sometimes you also have to be willing to burn the room down. Yep. It's uncomfortable, but like sometimes,
like I did our last episode. Please go back to that one and check it out.
No, you didn't burn the room down. Listen. I don't even know. Bernie Sanders is lovely and great. And
we're going to get into this again.
No, girl, you didn't burn no room down. Everybody loves Bernie. We just like,
I know. Struggle with, I'm just Hillary. Saying like, yeah, I just also like don't hate Hillary. Like that's my problem. But like, okay, but we're not doing this. Bernie right now is my fucking homeboy because he's a ride or die. He's coming through. He's coming all the way through. But yeah, that's what I have to leave you with. Oh my God. Okay, so they're doing the fucking, what's that called?
It was the song, the dancing Young Jock did.
Young Jock, Okay.
We're gonna leave you with that song.
Please play us out. Play us out with that song, Wizard. All right.
Like, subscribe, listen. Paige, what am I missing? Rate it.
Comment.
Bye,
share.
10 episodes later, she still doesn't know rate.
also, if you like our podcast, tell your friends
and comment. You guys, look, get on there, rate. Actually, do it. Come on.
Yeah, no, really, do it. Please do it. And also, only comment if you have something nice to say. That's all I have to say.
Wizard has already cut us out at this point. I'm he cut sure. Us out. In the edit,
no. Oh, he has not.
In the edit,
guys. 1, 2, 3. Meet me in the club. Meet me in the mall. It's going down.
First number two, do the damn thing. That's
all I know. Some card where we drop bars.
Everybody love me. I'm so fly.
Every time I ride by, I don't know why.
Oh my God.
Okay. So everybody,
we don't know what just happened.
This show is over. Like this is 100%.
Take that into 2021 with you, and we love you. Be nice. Be kind. Burn rooms down if you have to.
I don't know.
Be kind, rewind. And I don't know. Roll us out.
Yo, Chuck. Nitty strikes again. This is a nitty beat. Playmaker.